Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake here with a couple of special in-studio guests. And per usual on Friday, Dale from Roadhouse Harley-Davidson is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and a beautiful Friday morning we have out there, man. If you haven't been outside yet, the sun's shining. We're going to have 80-degree weather today. Be a great day to get that bike out and head on out to Roadhouse.
He's ready, man. He is telling you. And then next week, it's going to be warm again. So Well, we're not going to say it, are we, Dale? We're just going to leave it alone.
I don't want to jinx it.
We're just going to say today's good, right?
Yeah, today's good. Can't say much about Saturday. Yeah, looks like maybe rain, but...
Yeah. Well, Come on. Because we're saying that because Noelle's in here with the Jefferson County Child Abuse Awareness Committee. No stranger to the show and coming on usually pre or during April, right?
That's right.
April is the month of awareness.
It is.
You'll start seeing the little blue ribbon and those kind of the blue figurine kids around town.
Watch out for those little blue kids at the crosswalk.
Noelle's in here to chat about that a little bit more. Dale, real quick, you know, for you all, as you mentioned, you know, getting into the riding season, it also means, you know, having events and cookout season. So, you know, Noelle is in here to discuss their event and what they have going on at your place. But it's a good reminder to get on the calendar, you know, as the weather warms up.
Exactly. You know, this is just our kickoff. Noelle happened to be our first one for this year, you know, because of the time of the year or month that she needed. But, you know, man, we've got open dates still. We are filling up. But this is a way, you know, that Roadhouse helps give back to communities here and, you know, the organizations that need to raise money to help with this. I mean, there's more of this just like this event. You know, there's more of this child abuse around than we know of. And it takes money for these people to get out and, you know, do what they need to do to help correct the situation. So, you know, by coming out and, you know, giving back, you know, just a donation for them to cook you up some food and serve to you and see what all, she'll tell you what all she has. But, I mean, they have a lot going on that day. You know, just, you know, that's what we do. So if you have an organization that's looking to do something like this, you know, contact us at 618-244-4116 and get on the schedule to do so.
Noelle, before we get into, you know, your details of the actual, you know, event that you guys are having, can you kind of discuss and tell us a little bit more about what the Jefferson County Child Abuse Awareness Committee is and what you all do?
So we are kind of like a seasonal committee somewhat. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, so we usually start around January or February thinking up ideas for what we want to do. The main thing that we do every year is put on an annual collaborative, which is what we've kind of named our event this year, and we kind of plan on sticking with that name so that people hear it and see it and know what to expect. The Awareness Committee hosts different events to just kind of bring different agencies from the community together to kind of talk about the fact that child abuse and neglect happens in the area and just kind of have people come out and support that and, you know, just kind of get things going to where we can get people involved. And our committee is usually kind of just working on things during the month of April, but we've kind of come up with a slogan this year, 365 for 365 days a year, that, you know, we really are working toward the efforts to kind of change things with abuse and neglect in the area.
Yeah, it's going on at Roadhouse Harley-Davidson in Mount Vernon, April 5th, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll talk a little bit more about that. Real quick, Dale, for you, you know, what you guys have going on, not maybe not necessarily just on that event day, but, you know, throughout in what you guys have going on currently, because, you know, usually during the winter and kind of the off season, we talk a lot about getting your bike ready. Well, now you're at a point where you need to kind of, you know, customize it or get some new clothes. So for you, what do you have going on in your main departments there? You know, your parts, your service, obviously the bikes themselves. Got anything special for us or in the motor clothes department?
Well, again, as you mentioned, you know, this is the end of the 2050 is at the end of this month. So I want to remind everyone, if you do have a bike that is in winter storage and you haven't paid your bill yet, that needs to be paid by April 1st to get your bike back out of storage, ready to go for the ride for the summer. You know, like I said, a lot of the deals have ended. We know we don't want to stop with that. We've been running a $249 full service special. You know, that's what we'd like to do now is move it up. It's going to be $299, which is still $100 off of regular price. But with that also, you'll get a clean up with your bike. You know, that makes it, you'll be all sparkly and shiny and fresh oil and ready to head down the road. You know, and we have a great detail guy back there. His name's Josh Hicks. You know, I almost want to say hats off to Josh. You know, he does a great job. If you don't need a service, you know, or whatever, or in between service, you'd like to get your bike detailed, call in for $99. You know, he'll go through that whole bike and it'll look brand new whenever it's done, and make you feel good about riding it down the road while it's shining, you know. So you can do that also. Like, again, it's the end of the promos, you know, the up to buy one, get 10%, two, get 20, three, get 30 on the boots, the gloves, the helmets, and the jackets and all that for your riding gear. If you haven't done that, that's going to end at the end of this month also. And then, you know, just stay tuned for every week. We've got new specials coming every day. You know, there's still specials on the women's tanks, the buy two, get one free shirts. That's going to end at the end of this month, but who knows what it'll be replaced with. I know our clearance section, we still have adding items to that. The helmets, man, there's not very many of them left. Those helmets that we've been selling for 50% off, all the Daytona helmets, they're the pile's getting smaller, I'll say that. So, you know, but there's still quite a few sizes. So if you haven't got a helmet, you know, let's come on out and get one of those.
Got to have that. Absolutely. So that's all at Roadhouse Harley Davidson, and this event that we're getting ready to talk about more in detail next Saturday, April 5th, with the Jefferson County Child Abuse Awareness Committee, their annual community collaborative. Noel, for you all, what is kind of, you know, Dale kind of teased us there a little bit. You're going to have all sorts of different things for people to be taking part of, and also, you know, they'll be able to learn at this event too.
Yeah, so like you said, the annual community collaborative, it really is just kind of what you said. It's an event that takes place every year. We are collaborating with lots of different agencies and businesses. Definitely Dale and his crew, we appreciate being able to work with them. They've been really good to us, and this will be our third year actually out at Dale's. So we're pretty excited about that. We hope to continue to stick with them in the future for as long as he'll have us. Our committee has been hosting events like this for over 15 years. I've been involved with the committee for about 10 years. So this event is pretty important to myself and to my committee members. We have some different agencies that are working with us this year that we haven't had in the past, like BACA, Bikers Against Child Abuse. They're coming out and setting up with us. The Mount Vernon Fire Department's going to be out there doing car seat safety checks. So that's pretty important. And then we were inducted into the chamber this year during the last luncheon that they had. So that's something new for the committee as well. So each year, the mayor comes out and reads the proclamation to kind of kick off April as Child Abuse Awareness Month, and we have some spotlight speakers that kind of talk about the importance of raising awareness and why people should get involved.
Yeah, starts at noon, April 5th.
Yes.
And you guys have you actually have an event page on Facebook as well if people want more info, and you have your regular page.
Yep. So we have an event posted on our Facebook page. When you look up the Facebook page, you can just search Jefferson County Awareness Committee. Facebook kind of kicks out the word child abuse and doesn't want you to write that sometimes. So if you just look up that committee, you'll see the blue pinwheel on there with the little kid's face on it. That's one of our national symbols, is the pinwheel, blue ribbons, and the blue kid silhouettes that we put along Broadway.
Yeah. And when we post... we'll have this this chat here with Dale and Noel posted to our WMIX podcast page at WMIX94.com, and we'll have the link to the Facebook page and everything else you need to know. We'll try to get that on our Facebook page at WMIX Radio as well. So like she said, Jefferson County Awareness Committee, and then find that little blue pinwheel on there. Anything else from you, Noel, that we need to know about the April 5th event? Starts at noon at Roadhouse Harley-Davidson. There'll be food and all kinds of stuff for people.
So besides the food and the speakers, we're also going to have raffle items like we do each year. We're going to have some photographs of the raffle items up at Dale's on Tuesday if people want to take a peek at that and get some tickets early on. You don't have to be out there for the event that day in order to win. If you are there and you're present, you can go ahead and get your choice of your raffle item. Otherwise, we'll just give you a call, and then you can pick up the item that next Tuesday before they close.
Good stuff there. Check it out. Jefferson County. It's Jefferson County IL Child Abuse Awareness Committee. But like Noel said, sometimes it'll kick you out of the search bar if you type in the child abuse thing. So Jefferson County Awareness Committee, and look for the blue pinwheel with the little kid silhouette in the middle of it. Dale, you got anything else for us on this event or otherwise for Roadhouse?
Well, I just don't want everybody to forget also, we're not missing anything about the motorcycles. So, you know, it's the motorcycle season. If you haven't got one, maybe you still have some income tax money. We've got a great selection of some pre-owned units, you know, that you can get into for, you know, a couple hundred dollars a month. You know, all the way up to the brand new touring bikes. We have a great selection of CVOs, Tri-Glides, just, you know, every model just about we have. So try to mix up with all the colors. If you come in and there's a certain color you're looking for and we don't have it, you just let us know, and pretty good at finding them. So, you know, we're more than happy to get out there and work for you and find exactly what you want and give you the best deal that anyone can give you.
Absolutely. Check them out. Roadhouse Harley-Davidson in Mount Vernon, and check out the Jefferson County, Illinois Child Abuse Awareness Committee and their event April 5th starting at noon at Roadhouse. That's next Saturday, their annual community collaborative. Noel, Dale, we appreciate you both coming in this morning. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too.